words when he is mad. He curse or swear words. His skin was white under his clothes. Dark in face, he lives with people in the Cape Henrietta Maria for some years. He didn't get married, they say. He used to tell stories about the land far distance. He talks about people living in a lot of houses, roads, big ships, but true to the nature of our Omaskego work, they thought he was talking about his dream vision or of his dream quest. So nobody paid much attention to him. Wasahenego means extraordinary cut under nose. Now, our First Nation of Muskego and other North American tribes develop their spiritual beliefs and practices by dreams. It is called the dream quest, later became a vision quest. That is after a person matures and have already passed and graduate in the dream quest level. Then one must repeatedly refine his development, sharpening his level of developed power or his skills. Our First Nation of Muskego know this all the time. That was before Christian conversion to everybody, adults, males and females, none knew this. So the dream in a dream quest, we're supposed to be made come true at least periodic once life in the future. But no one was supposed to tell these dreams, not in plain language and to a group of people, not to the group of people, because the dream in a dream quest were secrets. The only person who should hear these things was or were a private tutors of the trainee, a person who wants to be a medicine man or a shaman. It was, if one tells his dream of his dream quest period, he automatically lost his magic in power, magic or a power. That's why people who listened to Wasahenagum didn't listen, because they felt sorry for the poor guy. They couldn't say anything, they just listened. Whatever this guy was telling to these people could have been telling the true story of the far distant land. But who was he? Who was Wasahenagum? Some people have noticed his private life, he did not say where he came from. At that time, no one was asked about his private life or a business. People in the area were more like transients on the land. Anyone comes and goes. Hudson and James Bay Lowland was a land for every person, as long as one's minds is on life and get along with other people. Many different tribes of people came to try out this part of the land. They left, some stayed, while and others left, because the bay has five major rivers flowing out to it. These rivers brings down the river all kinds of tribes, just like a driftwood flowing into the river, down to the river. Even animals and birds follow these rivers. The big game animals follow these white rivers, which are flowing out into the bay. So his human beings, they also follow rivers. They float themselves down the river. Therefore, There was nothing unusual if one person arrived from somewhere.